Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
What's up, you ace?
Your ace.
How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. 6:37. A little bit chillier today. I hate to tell you, but winter is here.
It's here, man.
And it's ready to just...
I think it's supposed to be pretty decent today, though, isn't it?
No,
not temperature-wise.
Like 38, I think.
It's supposed to be sunny, though.
It's not terrible. Quit being positive.
You know?
It's cold.
I'm a positive guy. We need one of them on the show, at least.
Yes, you shut the hell up.
For God's sakes. Hey, real quick, I was going through Facebook. I saw this post. I have to share this with you guys. This is so visual. I read it, and I'm like, oh, my God. I know that. So listen to this. This is the post. It's just words. If an old dude ever gives you advice while peeling an apple with a pocket knife and eating the pieces right off the blade, you should probably take that advice. So damn true. Everybody has seen that.
He's wearing overalls.
Your old man wearing overalls, sitting on the front porch, peeling an apple with his pocket knife.
He's always doing...
he's doing it with his thumb, too, somehow.
Index to thumb. Index to thumb. You know? It's tough how they do it. But
and then they'll get the corner slice.
Yeah.
And then they'll cut it in half.
Yeah.
Right on the thumb. And you're like, ooh.
And then they say something.
Man's done this before.
Then they put the piece of apple in their mouth.
In the mouth. They get half.
While you process it.
Right. So half that piece goes to their mouth. The other piece goes back onto the blade, and he hands it to you, and you take it off the blade.
It probably is the best advice you'll ever get in your entire life.
You know?
There's an old man peeling an apple with a knife.
He probably just got done fishing. A long day. Probably has, you know, a little stubble going on, that Grandpa Gray stubble.
Little glass of sweet tea sitting by him.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And an old hound dog.
And an old
hound. At his feet.
At his feet, just laying there.
Name Rex.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
We stay there, Rex. Some rock news quick hits. The Glorious Sons will launch a headline tour February 12th in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Glorious!
The trek wraps up in Seattle March 13th. Tickets go on sale this Friday. Tool guitarist Adam Jones says his Malibu home was spared from the devastating fires that swept through that area over the weekend. He wrote on his Instagram that the fire department, quote, kicked total ass and thank you.
Wow.
Speaking of the fires in California, Dave Grohl, the patron saint of rock and roll, thanked some of the firefighters tackling the deadly blazes in California on Monday night with food. The Foo Fighters frontman brought a bunch of staples from his Backbeat Barbecue to Fire Station 68 in Calabasas. Grohl not only fed the firefighters, he posed for a picture that they posted on Instagram. They captioned the photo, quote, "It was awesome to get a visit tonight from Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters. He also treated us to some of his own Backbeat barbecue. Thanks, Dave. It was excellent." How can you not like the guy?
Yeah.
How can you not like the guy?
Yeah, that's true.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Right.
He is the patron.
I never said I didn't like Dave Grohl.
He's the patron saint of rock and roll. And he kicks ass. He is.
Is he?
Who would you pick?
No, just because he's firefighters love him to death.
You know what?
But Dave Grohl, I know what you're doing.
You know what? This sounds like a guy who likes to burn down houses. Are you mad because Dave Grohl didn't come when you burned down your parents' house?
Kinda.
You son of a bitch.
Right, where's Dave at?
Dave,
when the news is big, you show up. But when my house burns, where are you? Where are you, Dave?
Dave, keep up the good work, buddy.
The Plan B.